Hello, this is part one of a three-part series. On this tour, we will take a journey back in time and explore a possible future. As you walk through this partially restored upland pine ecosystem, imagine you're traversing a Florida many centuries in the past. Before European settlement, upland pine ecosystems, also known as pine savanna ecosystems, once made up an estimated 90 million acres in the southeastern United States. Today, only about 2.7 million acres remain intact due to land clearing and fire suppression policies, the latter of which deprive these ecosystems of their natural processes. As we move along, take a good look at the canopy above you. Intact pine communities consist of a broadly spaced overstory of longleaf pines, as well as pyophytic, or fire-adapted, oak species, such as turkey oak and southern red oak. Upland pine is a type of pine savanna ecosystem that was historically present throughout hilly areas along the southeastern coastal plain, typically residing on sandy soils that feature an underlying layer of clay. A defining feature of a healthy upland pine community is a rich and diverse understory, dominated by grass and forb species. Even a cursory look around, one is able to appreciate the plethora of unique species present on the trail. In these areas of diversity, an abundance of wildlife species can also be found, such as gopher tortoises, deer, fox squirrels, turkey, and bobwhite quail. The component that binds this ecosystem is the destructive power of fire, which, as you'll soon see, can also be an agent of rebirth and diversity. Restoration on this upland pine ecosystem began in 1995 after decades of neglect. The goal? The creation of a natural upland pine ecosystem that is extremely diverse in plant and animal species. And what is the method, you may ask? Reintroduction of controlled burns on a rotating basis. As of now, Natal is burning this ecosystem annually to help reduce woody encroachment. But as the site progresses back to a diverse dominance of grasses and forbs, the frequency of burning will mimic natural conditions at a variable 1 to 4 year interval. This schedule simulates natural conditions and allows for the ecosystem to engage in its natural processes. Also, by having burns every year, Natal can better demonstrate the effects of fire to the public, minimize smoke issues, and reduce the chances of wildfire. Please continue to part two of the three-part series. So why is fire so crucial for an upland pine ecosystem? The health of an upland pine depends on frequent low-intensity fires. When fire is not allowed to burn this ecosystem, non-pyrophytic species like laurel oaks encroach and create shade in deep leaf litter. Over time, the rich and diverse pyrophytic understory of the community will rapidly decline. Essential species like wiregrass and longleaf pine cannot reproduce in these conditions because there is little exposed soil and seedlings perish from a lack of sufficient sunlight. When Natal began in 1994, its upland pine areas consisted of mature longleaf pines projecting above a canopy of laurel oaks. No wiregrass or young longleaf pines grew beneath. In essence, the upland pine ecosystem was out of balance and unsustainable. As you continue to walk, pay close attention to the understory around you. In order for both wiregrass and longleaf pines to maintain their hold in the land, they litter the ground in highly flammable leaves and needles to promote needed fire. Longleaf pine development especially is key to the cycle of these burns for it to mature properly. For about 4 years, longleaf pine seedlings remain in a grass stage, where they resemble a tuft of grass. This stage is protected from fire because its bud remains in the ground. The rocket stage develops when the below-ground parts store enough food to allow the bud to grow quickly to a safe height on a thick, fire-resistant stem. Fire clears the undergrowth of debris, fuels the growth of new upland pines, and facilitates the reproductive cycles of many understory species. Upland pine ecosystems are not only fire-adapted, but seem to cultivate the conditions for frequent fires. So how did these fires occur before human settlement? And why was fire suppressed in the U.S.? Lightning-ignited fires have played a fundamental role in shaping the evolution of natural communities in Florida and much of the southeastern coastal plain. Prior to human influence, natural fires would have burned in a mosaic pattern, at semi-random frequencies depending on the community type. Lightning-ignited fires are most common after prolonged droughts or during the transition from dry to wet seasons, which is about April to June in Florida. Added fun fact, Florida is also the lightning capital of the U.S., which helps explain the historical abundance of these pyrophytic ecosystems. Fire suppression became the dominant form of forest management in the early 1900s, when the federal government actively discouraged natural and prescribed fires in the South, which would have been common practice in rural areas. In recent decades, this policy has changed, but expanded human land use has reduced the spread of natural fires, and has made prescribed burns more challenging to implement.
Hello. This is part Please three continue
of a three-part series. Up ahead, you are about to cross a break in the environment. This interruption serves as a fire break during controlled burns. These trails are cleared of all debris to ensure the fire does not carry from the upland pine to the hardwood hammock environment. As you continue to walk, you will begin to notice a difference in coverage of this area. Although not entirely natural, this environment demonstrates what the rest of the upland pine trail used to look like before restoration began in 1995. Mature longleaf pines show that the area was once favorable to longleaf production, but laurel oaks have taken up the majority of space today. Laurel oaks grow quickly once they invade, and smother the ground in low flammable leaves that prevent the diverse ground cover of pyrophytic plants such as wiregrass seen in typical upland pine ecosystems. The restoration process taking place on this trail since 1995 did not occur overnight and is still on the road to full recovery. Restoration of the upland pine ecosystem is similar to climbing out of a valley and can take decades to reestablish. In this respect, what NATAL is attempting to accomplish is not only the recreation of a natural environment, but the establishment of a rare place of hyperdiversity that could preserve some of Florida's rarest plant species for future generations. Coming away from this tour, consider how fire at times is not only destructive, but is also a crucial tool for rebirth and the preservation of biodiversity in ecosystems such as upland pine. Fire has been essential for many ecosystems long before humans walked the earth, and it is our best tool to help create healthy ecosystems across the United States. This concludes the Upland Pine Trail tour. Thank you for listening, and remember, there are more available tours at NATAL's other trails for your listening pleasure.